Welcome to Grace Break Radio, where your host, Tracy Worley, that's me, brings a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day. Join us today for an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and laughter along the way. Hey, everyone. Again, welcome to Grace Break. This is Tracy Worley, and I'm excited, as always, and look forward to Monday, as I always look forward to having you on, listening, infusing value and God's love into you. Today's guest is me, and I am looking forward to talking to you, loving on you, and just encouraging you to be your authentic self. I touched on this a little bit last week before Sue jumped on the call, but authentic self is we all have it. Experience in peaks and valleys in our lives, and it doesn't matter where we have been in the past or where we find ourselves now, growth can come from a positive attitude and the willingness to change our self-belief. Through grace, courage is the gift of becoming the person we are meant to be. The seeds of courage fuel our heart to change and possess perfections of our dream. And that is an excerpt from my book, From Grace to Red Shoe Courage. And I want to talk about positive attitude. The one thing that we can choose daily is our attitude and how we address conversation, our body language, how we are going to enter into a client call, how we are going to create conversation with our children if something's not quite going right. It's taking that time out and verbalizing, you know what, I need to go and do a little attitude adjustment and I'll be back. And this is part of that communication, being authentic to ourselves, and also creating those healthy boundaries in our relationships, whether it's at home or at work, at church, at a PTA meeting, on the soccer field, wherever it is, the number one thing that we choose daily is our attitude. And this is where authenticity comes into play. In authentic self, I believe that there's four laws in authentic self: the law of character, the law of the lid, the law of perfection, and the law of celebration. And as we go into the first law, the law of character, humility is a big piece of this. For us to continue to be humble and choosing the right attitude and also communicating to others around us, like, you know, can I have 5 minutes before we enter into this discussion? The authentic self under the law of character is our self-image, which creates our character. And the core of our character is our values, beliefs, experiences, and set points. And let me dive into set points here a little bit. Set point is our experiences in what and how we react to certain situations. So let's say we are deathly afraid of spiders. We already know what that set point is going to be, right? We walk into a room full of spiders, we're leaving. We may scream, we may do whatever, but we're leaving. There may be a certain set point of how people communicate with us, how they enter a room, how they enter into the conversation. If they are not communicating with us in the way that we can understand and how we communicate, that's a set point. We're already done. I know for me, I work with many clients, and we talk about communication. We use some assessments to see how each individual communicates and then give each other the tools of how to best approach each other. But there's set points, and it's all learned. It's out of our strengths. For me personally, when I'm in a corporate office setting, and I am there and my employer is paying me to be there, I'm not a water cooler type of person. So when you come into my office and need something, I don't need you to spend 5 minutes asking me how my day is. I just want you to be bright, be brief, and be gone, right? Tell me what you need, what can I do, and then we're done. And some people, that's not how they are. They want to know that the person that's coming into their office cares for them, how's their day, how was the soccer game last night, and that's fine. But this set point is kind of our emotional response, it's our communicative response. It can be all kinds of things, okay? If you completely detest broccoli and you're at someone's house and they serve you broccoli, that's a set point because now you're, am I rude if I don't eat it? Or you eat it and you become, you know, gag reflex. So anyway, you get my gist here. Core of character is our values, beliefs, experiences, and set points. And through the law of character is the golden rule. And the golden rule is out of Luke 6:27-31. Be humble in grace and pray for others. Send cheer, even if they are adversarial. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. And this is a great exercise to take with your family, with coworkers. If you're a leader within your organization, this is a great tool. You don't have to reverse scripture, but everybody knows what the golden rule is. Treat others the way you want to be treated. So how does that create a culture in authenticity in your daily life? Okay. Because so many of us in Western society, we get bounced around a little bit. And it's like, okay, I'm with this client today. This is their belief system, so this is how I'm going to follow suit. Well, most of us will lose those clients because we're no longer authentic to who we are, and that's why they hired us in the first place. Okay? We want to be the same person when we get up in the morning, serve coffee to our spouse, go to work, go to PTA, go to church, go to the soccer field, go to the baseball field. Who is that person at a core? That's brilliant. And I'm going to play a little excerpt. This is all about grace, and hiking is one of my family's favorite things to do. And before we move on into the law of character, we're going to talk about time for reflection and humility.
It's time for your Grace Break with America's leading grace coach and trainer, keynote speaker and author, Tracy Worley.
A favorite activity of mine is hiking mountain peaks. Hiking is a time to reflect and push myself mentally and physically into a humble state of gratitude. And humility is a great place to lead others from. Did you know less than 10% of the U.S. population hikes? An added reward besides being humble upon a mountain is the view. What is your humble mountain? Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.
And that's your Grace Break with America's leading grace coach and trainer, keynote speaker and author, Tracy Worley. For more information on Tracy's services, go to gracebreak.com. That's gracebreak.com. It's time for your Grace Break.
And so when we talk about humility and the law of character, this is really devoting time and energy to discover your passion, talent, and value. And when we start honing in to these passionate endeavors, our talents, and the value within God's spectrum, we'll step into our authentic self, which is passion, talent, and value equals the genius of our life. And it's living our purpose and being joyful daily. And I don't want to, you know, tell everybody or have a false sense of her day is perfect every day. And that's not it. It's choosing the right attitude and pulling myself back into purpose. And if I'm having a bad day, it's what's one thing I can be grateful for, what's one thing I can be joyful for, and what's one thing that I can be grateful for. And would we create value in ourselves and know who we are at the core, which, of course, core of our character is values, beliefs, experiences, and set points. And so here's a few questions of law of character and finding your purpose. What makes you smile? What are things, people, and places that make you smile? What's in your heart that makes you smile? What are your favorite things to do, past and present? And I bring up past because so often from things that we did in our early years, whether that was in elementary school, junior high school, college, we get busy. We start families. We have careers. We get busy and we stop doing things, our favorite things in the past that we did. So what are your favorite things to do, past and present? Make a list. Are there certain things that you could drop doing and start bringing in the other activities that are more joyful to you? What activities make you lose track of time? That's purpose, and that's joy. What makes you feel great about yourself? Who inspires you most? And make a list. For me, one of the people that inspires me most is Mother Teresa. And this is just, for me, she inspires the humility of humanity. And just her heart and how she even talks about not every day is great. The people, places, and things that she encountered was not so great. So here's a quote from Mother Teresa. Humility always radiates the greatness and glory of God. Through humility, we grow in love. Humility is the beginning of sanctity. Humility is the beginning of your character. Who are you at a core? That's your authentic self. What are you naturally good at? Your skills, abilities, your gifts. So often, Western society wants us just to be average, okay? Western society doesn't want us to stand out. And I'm gifted in certain areas that most people around me are not gifted in. In many years, I didn't show those gifts because I didn't want to stand out, or I would get comments like, why are you doing that? Now I completely live in my authentic self, and I just do. I just do. What do people typically ask you for help with? This is an area of how you can figure out what you're gifted in, where your talents are, where your purpose is. What is it that most people typically ask you to help them with? And if you had to teach something, what would you teach? What would you regret not doing, being, or having in your life? This is that inkling. This is in that prayerful time, that meditation with God, that we consistently kind of get messages, we get urgings. We call it, you know, intuition, the spirit calling you to step up and do what you were called to do. What would you regret most not doing, being, or having in your life? And the biggest treasures in the world are buried. And this is the treasure of dreams not being followed, inventions not being made. These are the things that people are prompted to do within their gifts, and they don't follow in there. So then we start talking about, what are your deepest values? What do you value most? Because who you're working in your office, you may not have the same core values. So let's not follow with their core values. Let's look at who you are at the core, who your family unit, and what you want your family unit to look like. What do you value? God's first. Make sure you're authentic in putting God first. I know for us, sometimes we falter, but most times I would say we are really good, even if we're at a restaurant. Doesn't matter where we're at, if we're at a fast food restaurant or a five-star restaurant, we will bow our heads in prayer and lead an open prayer. So it's not even silent. We will speak out loud and loudly because that's our value. That's what we believe, that we should thank the Lord for our daily meal, and we do that. Not everybody believes that. That's fine. But to be authentic in what we value, that's what we do. Given your talents, passions, and values, how could you use these resources to serve, help, or contribute? And I have to say, authentic self, this is where most of my women clients get a little lost and out of balance in their scheduled time. Because as women, we're nurturers. We know we can step up and get the job done. So when people ask us to volunteer, we're always saying yes, right? Well, we've said yes too many times. So I encourage you to look at what just your top four values are. And I have a worksheet that's called Top Four. You can go to my website and pull that down. But top four values really keeps it in tune of your authentic self. So instead of saying yes to volunteer or other opportunities that fall outside of what you're doing right now, it gives you the freedom to say no. It gives you the freedom to accept or reject what's falling into your value system. Right now, my husband and I do not have children in the household, so, you know, we're able to volunteer and do other things. Those of our friends that have children in the household, a lot of their volunteer time is for activities. So they're coaching, they're taking kids to practices, they're, you know, doing Bible study, they're doing Sunday school, and that's great because that's part of their value set. But I also see their volunteering outside of that spectrum. So they're spreading themselves thin, and also some of the volunteer opportunities they're doing doesn't fit into what their value set is today. Now, when we have children in the household, our value set will change, in where we're able to spend our time and be authentic to what we're doing there. And the last is list gifts given and received through mercy and grace. List the gifts given, that you have given, and that you have received through mercy and grace. Forgiveness, laughter, a listening ear. It's these gifts, and be very serious and conscious about this, and you may have to take a few days to make this list. But to create the list given and received goes back to the golden rule. Am I giving what I'm receiving? Am I giving what I desire to receive? Okay. What are those gifts? And then we have a list there, and when we're having a bad day, go to that list, and you know that people care. When we're having a bad day, and we feel a little isolated, which this is the society that we've created, if you're feeling isolated or lonely or you're somebody that travels a lot, go to that list. Because we know that not only is God holding us, but other people are holding us as well. And like attracts like. And this is being very aware of what you value. Okay, so within the Christian perspective, within the Holy Trinity, whatever is coming from you is coming to you. And if something comes to you that doesn't fall within your value set, it gives you the freedom to discard it. Okay, now I'm not just saying, you know, discard people that who are in need that don't fall within your value set, but you also don't have to spend time and energy there, okay? This is where relationships in your life currently may fall away because your interests and your value sets no longer are in alignment. And it's okay. And if there's anything that you hear from this call today, is that it's okay to say no. It's okay to say, you know, Tracy, if that is a great opportunity, it does not fall within what we have going on right now. You could even be bold enough to say, hey, Tracy, that sounds like a great opportunity. It doesn't align with what we're doing. That's all you have to say. You don't have to go into explanation. If somebody keeps hounding you for more detail, if you feel comfortable sharing, that's great. But if they keep hounding you for detail and not respecting your no, it's not where you need to be. Are you following? If someone's not respecting the boundary of you gracefully saying this doesn't fit within what we have going on in our home right now, this doesn't fit within my business plan right now, and they're not respecting that boundary, that's a definitive voice from the Spirit saying, hello, you shouldn't be there, right? Don't continue in the conversation. And let's say I'm using me as an example. Say Tracy keeps wanting more detail, and you just say, hey, Tracy, I respect, you know, the program you have going on. It just doesn't fit in with what I have right now. If something else comes up, you can keep me in mind. And if you have to say, you know, I've got to go, then hang up the phone or end the conversation. Gracefully allow the freedom for the person to move away from the conversation. But this is our authentic self. And we want to say yes all the time so we're not having to have that conversation of no, right? We don't want to let people down. But on the other flip side, when people are not allowing us the grace to be who we are and what we have to offer right now, they're not allowing us to be authentic in who we are. And that's not a place for us to be at that moment in time. Now, it doesn't say 6 months from now, if that opportunity arises and then it fits in, that's a yes. You know, you can contact them and say, you know, is that opportunity still available? Be aware that it's okay to say no. And again, if it's one thing from today's show, is the freedom of no. And as we move into this, we attract people, ideas, and resources according to our most dominant thoughts. This is really also from our most dominant activities, our value set. Okay, so if my most dominant thought is my number one value is God, speaking the word, studying the word, being who I need to be within God's gifts, if I'm not communicating that, people are not aware of the boundaries I've set in that faith. Okay. The law of the lid, the definition, limitation of achieving higher than we can today. A lid inhibits our ability to be more tomorrow than we are today. It's a self-limiting belief, putting a ceiling on our lives. And the law of the lid comes from my mentor and very good friend John Maxwell that comes out of his 21 Earth Laws of Leadership. And we do not see things as they are. We see things as we are. So the law of the lid is the more we grow and the more we stay within our authentic self, we're able to see things differently, see things the way we want them to, and see life full through faith provision. Our life will be fruitful. And how we see ourselves is our attitude. And if I go around self-talk, negative self-talk is the biggest hindrance of a law of our lid for us to be more tomorrow than we are today. And if I'm going around self-talking, oh my gosh, Tracy, you're so stupid. I can't believe you did that. You're an idiot. You're ugly. You know, if I keep doing that, that's how I'm going to see the world. That's how I'm going to see other people. So if I continually have the thought process of, gosh, you know what, I learned something today and I'm going to take that into tomorrow. This is a huge benefit. And no matter what happens to you, a positive attitude comes from within. Your circumstances and your contentment are unrelated, and that comes from my friend John Maxwell. Your circumstances and your contentment are unrelated. And that takes us into the law of perfection and into the law of celebration. And we'll talk about those next week as we're about to run out of time. So as we talk today about authentic self, we all experience peaks and valleys in our lives. Growth can come from a positive attitude and the willingness to challenge our self-belief. Through grace, courage is the gift of becoming the person we are meant to be. The seeds of courage fuel our heart to change and possess perfections of our dream. And I just want to leave you with the thought of perfection is our beliefs, our dreams, our passion, and our growth as we move forward. I thank you all for joining me today and those who are listening to the recording. Again, this is Tracy Worley, and I hope we did bring a bit of grace, mercy, and courage to your day with an infusion of God-inspired thoughts, questions, and a little laughter along the way today. It's kind of hard to laugh at myself sometimes, but I do it every day. And I'm going to leave the call with this quote from Mother Teresa: silence is the root of our union with God and with one another. In silence, we are filled with the energy of God Himself that makes us do all things in joy. The more we receive in silent prayer, the more we can give in our active life. And I love that last sentence. This is all about authentic self. The more we receive in silent prayer, the more we can give in our active life. Look up and out, my friends. This is Tracy Worley.